Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I've respectfully requested an apology from Commissioner Eddington for his egregious and reprehensible behavior that we saw from the dais on, I guess it was May the 6th, and I haven't received that.
Romy White, the publisher of the South Santa Rosa News, showing up at the committee session for the Santa Rosa County Commission on Monday, and I think quite rightly demanding an apology from Ray Eddington, the county commissioner for District 4, who had tried to have her thrown out by law enforcement because she was videotaping or trying to take a picture of him during the meeting. Do you remember this?
First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Chairman Parker and Vice Chairman Calkins for stopping law enforcement. That day, Commissioner Eddington had summoned law enforcement from the corner down here to stop me from videotaping or taking photos with my phone.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he was upset at her because he was, you know, didn't feel she was a good journalist or a journalist or, you know, was, I guess that was Carrie Smith is one saying she wasn't a journalist anyway. But Ray was saying, you know, she publishes lies about him and says all kinds of horrible things about him and he doesn't like her very much anymore. And then she had her phone out and she was trying to do what you do in a meeting like this, a public meeting. You take a photo or you take a video, and he tried to have the cops throw her out. And the cops and everybody else, including Chair Sam Parker and, you know, Commissioner Calkins and everybody else, is like, what do you, no, you cannot, you can't remove somebody for videotaping in a public meeting, sir. So she says,
and I know, Colton, you've said that you sleep with the Constitution next to you, I believe, and I know that you guys actually upheld your oath. And so it was shameful that Commissioner Eddington, even though he swore an oath to protect the Constitution, he was trying to impede it that day. And he brought shame on our entire community by doing that.
I agree. I mean, the more I think about this incident, look, I understand that some people find Romy frustrating. Okay. And, some people find me frustrating. And, just like, that's the job, is if you're a politician, the job is to deal with people that you find frustrating and irritating and who disagree with you and who, that pesky First Amendment. You know, it's so frustrating that somebody would want to be in a meeting and video the things that you're saying under the sunshine in the public in order to create a record. That is the nature of journalism. That is the nature of having access to your elected leaders. And, you know, I'm willing to cut people an awful lot of slack if when they recognize they've done something wrong. But I still haven't heard that clear apology. I mean, he said he was sorry for getting upset and he was kind of sorry for, you know, making a spectacle. But the real thing to be sorry about is the impulse to first response, call the cops to kick out somebody from the meeting for doing, I mean, that alone, and then for doing what anybody's entitled to do, which is to record the meeting. That's a weird first reaction. Anyway, so I'm with Romy on this. I think that he needs to apologize. I disagree with Romy on all kinds of things, but on this, she's 100% right. Then there was other drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Now, I know yesterday we had some issues with the audio. This is not our fault. This is in the recording from Santa Rosa County, so I apologize for the buzzing noise. If I get rid of it, it makes the thing sound weird, and if I don't get rid of it, then you hear the buzzing. But that's just, it's not a problem with your radio, and in this case, it's not a problem with any of our cords, so I apologize 2 days in a row. But this business with Juana's Pagodas is James Calkins. Honestly, it's baffling. But here's what's going on, okay? Juana's has 11 years left on their contract. It's a management deal. The way it works is, okay, the county owns the land, and then any permanent improvements that Juana's makes to the land, like building structures, you know, pagodas, or walkways or stages, the county actually owns that, okay? Stuff that's portable, Juana's owns, and they can take with them. And they put like $2.5 million in over the years of improvements that the county owns. The deal is that 5% of their gross revenue, not their profits, not their net, their gross revenue is what they pay to the county for the privilege of operating on the land, and that's the deal. So they don't pay lease fees or rent. They just pay that 5%. Well, James Calkins, and they have come to ask for an extension of the remainder of the 11 years to extend it out to 30 years. So they want a 19-year extension on what they've already got because they want to apply for some grants from the federal government in order to get subsidies for putting solar panels on the roof, okay? And A, in order to qualify for those grants or, you know, have a better chance of those grants, they need to have a longer-term deal in place. Otherwise, you know, the government is not likely to grant them the subsidy. And also, just generally speaking, when it comes to getting, for example, loans after if there's a storm or just general business operations, it's better to have a longer-term deal, and they're getting towards the end of their deal at 11 years. And James Calkins, for reasons that I find completely befuddling, has decided to wage war on Juana's and call them good old boys and abuse of the county, and they're doing a no-bid contract because other people can't come in and offer what he thinks would be more fair is, you know, maybe somebody's willing to pay 10% of their gross revenues. 10% of their gross revenues. Just off the top. I mean, that's not of the profit. That's of the total bill. It's unbelievable.
And you're asking to renew now for 11 years. That's a rare request, I would just say. What's the purpose of, you know, why don't you just wait till closer to 11 years from now? Because what y'all are asking is a no-bid contract.
It's not.
Till I'll be 67 years old before this comes up again. I mean, that's a long time. I mean,
it's a renewal extension of an existing agreement that serves everybody really well. Everybody loves Juana's. Everybody. Even semi-competitor organizations love Juana's, right? Because rising tide lifts all boats kind of concept. They came out there when there was nothing on the beach. And they started building these little huts and providing these services. And they had a one-year extension, on, you know, originally 1 year at a time, then 3 years, then I think it was 10 years, and then 15 years. And now we're in the middle of a 30-year. And they have built stuff, and they have provided services. And people love them. Everybody loves them. But the commissioner from the north end of the county has decided that, no, no, this is not acceptable. There's something wrong here.
I'm for any business making millions of dollars. That's the American way. That's the American dream. But I think that y'all should buy your own solar panels, to be honest, instead of, you know.
What sense does that make, Commissioner?
What sense does that make, Commissioner?
There is a government program promoting solar energy.
When there's a government program to fund it.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? You know, not only a private business, but why wouldn't the county take advantage?
And why wouldn't both us and the county take advantage of that program to get an amenity on our roofs, the solar panels? Well, James Calkins says, I don't know, theoretically somebody else could come along that's going to do it better.
Well, my thoughts are, is, you know, you're now coming to ask us for a no-bid contract. And other folks could come up and say, hey, I'll give you 10%. Hey, I'll buy my own solar panels. I mean, y'all got a great deal.
Well, theoretically they could. But where is this business, sir? And even if somebody came in and offered 10% of their gross revenue. This is an insane deal. Anyway, there's no guarantee that that company would make it work. People make bids all the time on deals that then they can't follow through on. Juana's is an established brand for a long time, since 89, I think, is when they first started, something like that. They know what they're doing. They run it well. They make a profit through storms and everything else. And the county has made an enormous amount of money off of them over the years, which is good. You know, I think the number is $300,000 a year is what they pay the county. And you're quibbling because you think that some theoretical startup business is going to take over a space they didn't create for their own business purposes, but somebody else's business space. They're going to take it over, and they're going to pay the county 10%, and they're going to do as well as Juana's for the county, and they're going to survive. But no. Also, waiting until the end of the term, you know, till 11 years are up, now all of a sudden, I mean, you can't do anything long-term planning. You can't take out business loans. You know, you're 4 years from your deal. You're 3 years from your deal. Nobody's going to loan you money. So the reason they want to extend is because, you know, they're a business that operates according to business principles.
You guys make 95% of revenues. And
oh, we don't have any groceries delivered or supplies.
You make 90% of your revenues. Oh, we don't have any groceries delivered or we don't have any supplies.
100 or so employees.
For 100 or so employees.
It's business.
Be serious, Commissioner.
Be serious, Commissioner. Same reaction. What the hell are you talking about? We don't have costs? You think we're making 90% of our gross revenue as just profit?
Yeah, business, you're going to have expenses.
Yes, sir.
But
so we're not making 95% of income.
And I understand the frustration. I believe that this is the owner, Steve Rudzki. I think that's who that's talking. They never quite identified him in the meeting, but I believe that's who that is.
You know what? I could guarantee if you all put out a bid, y'all have been there for a long time, and it came up in 11 years, I'm sure you would be the strongest person to win the bid because you all have been there. But there should always be opportunity for other folks to give it a shot.
Can I interrupt a second?
By the way, remember, the idea is that somebody else might come in and bid on the infrastructure, the $2.5 million sunk cost infrastructure that Juana's has invested over the years that does belong to the county. There's no argument here, no objection here. But James Calkins' idea is, well, I don't know, you put a lot of stuff out there that looks pretty sweet to me. Maybe we could find somebody else to bid higher on that and put you out of your place, and maybe they'll work, maybe they won't, but maybe we can kind of, you know, acquire that stuff for our own purposes. So a government that looks at what the private industry has created over the course of several decades and thinks, boy, that's kind of nice. I'd kind of like to have that and, you know, use that to sell it to somebody else. That reminds me of a style of government, not the one that we practice here in this country. There is a style of government where they see you built something nice and they decide that they would rather have it than let you continue to use it. Now, it's true. The government does own it. It's not like Juana's can say this is a violation of the deal. They can't. But the principle of the thing. Do you want to see a successful business that's put blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of money in over the years make a thing work? Or do you want to, you know, I think we kind of would like to have that for our own use to sell to somebody else, maybe at a higher price. Maybe they succeed, maybe they fail. I don't know, but we don't owe you anything, and I think legally that's true. That's why they're asking for an extension. But again, the guy who styles himself as pro-business and capitalism, he's behaving like a different kind of governmental system, a different one that starts with a C, by the way.
Have you ever read the management agreement? This
yes.
is not a lease.
Yes.
This is not a lease. It's a management agreement. We provide facilities and services. County makes a profit.
We provide facilities and services, and the county makes a profit, and that's true. Okay? And then, again, he comes back with this, well, what if 10%? And Steve says, nobody can survive at 10%. It's wishful thinking. Okay. So that was one part of the conversation. And you had the other part of the conversation, which is Colton Wright, who is the business owner in the group, and he says, I can understand why they want 30 years. I can understand this for business loans, for banking, for SBC, all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, he says, look, if they've got 11 years left, they can't go to the bank and ask for a 15-year loan because the bank's going to say, no, you're going to be out of business in 11 years, or we don't know, and then who's going to repay? We're going to lose money. So
I don't know how anyone could claim to be, you know, a pro-business capitalist American and then not understand what it's like to pour your heart and soul and money into a business and then effectively be asked, oh, Commissioner Calkins, please don't hear your mic yet, and then be asked to just walk away or effectively say, you can't really ask for any funding from a bank. You can't do any serious improvements. You can't put solar panels on your roof. You can't go after a government grant unless you will just pay it all out of pocket.
Agreed. So here's the thing. James Calkins, in an election year, which he's facing two challengers, here's one possibility, okay? One possibility is he's just on principle, standing up for his weird view of government-sponsored capitalism, and he wants everybody to have a chance to bid on the infrastructure that Juanes has invested in and created over all these years with their business model and their brand and everything else. And he just thinks, you know, there's something about that philosophically that appeals to him. Option number two, it's an election year, and he wants to, on every issue possible, run as far to the right as he can in order to make it seem like he's the big-time conservative, which in this case actually winds up making him look an awful lot like the other end of the spectrum because he doesn't understand the difference. But okay, here's a third possibility, and I don't know which of these is true. I have no evidence. I have no allegation. I have nothing. What I know is that historically, when James Calkins pitches a fit about something and attacks a business or attacks an entity or goes against something or other, it often seems to be tied to a matter of personal offendedness. There's some enemy. There's somebody who did something that he didn't like, and so he's going to keep going after them no matter what. Think here the medical examiner's office. So Juanes clearly comes in a very adversarial posture with James Calkins, I think, justifiably so, but still, that's their posture. You could hear it in the clips. And I don't know what, if there's any bad blood between them. I don't know if they did something in the past or they didn't cooperate with him or they didn't. I don't know. But it felt like that to me. And again, he's the District 3 Commissioner in the North End, and this is all the way at the South End of Navarre. So I don't know which of those three is the reason. You have to be the judge. It's an election year. And I don't have any allegation. I'm just saying that's what it seemed as a possibility to me, because that would seem to explain it, but I have no idea what the backstory is, if there even is one. 527 on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
In other news, the Prime Minister of Sweden visited Washington today, and my tiny little nipples went to France.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
All right. I got something to say.
All right, 5:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is going to have your local news coming up next, of course. We will be replaying our interview yesterday with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Talked about the bridge lights and when can we expect to get them, as well as some other very interesting things, including whether the city should beef up its ability to respond to medical emergencies.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. She said on the campaign trail, chaos follows him and he can't beat President Biden. Well, now Nikki Haley, in her first public appearance since dropping out of the Republican primary race, says she will vote for Donald Trump in November.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe.
The former U.N. ambassador and former South Carolina governor responding to a moderator's question at an event in D.C. At least 9 people are killed, 60 hurt in a state structure collapse in Mexico.
The tragedy happened as center-left presidential candidate Jorge Alvarez Maynez was giving a speech in the city of San Pedro Garza García. Maynez says a sudden gust of wind led to the incident. He wasn't hurt. A child is among the dead.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Biden meets with the president of Kenya today at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 71 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. The Memorial Day weekend means that Pensacola Beach transforms into one of the nation's largest LGBTQ pride celebrations. The tradition dates back to the 1960s over the July 4th weekend originally, but switched to Memorial Day weekend in the 90s this year. That celebration is celebrating its 30th anniversary. As of today at noon, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend, the Foley Beach Express is now toll-free.
This is good news for locals, for Alabamians across the state, and for our visitors from near and far. Because as we all know, there are no better beaches to visit than right here on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey there. She made a stop yesterday in Foley at the City Hall to officially sign the paperwork transferring ownership of that bridge to the state. The agreement is for $57 million, with $3 million going to Orange Beach for road improvements. A federal judge has now temporarily blocked enforcement of SB 1781 that went into effect just less than a year ago now. Part of it made it illegal to transport illegal immigrants from another state into Florida. The judge, though, says that extends beyond the state's authority because the federal government has supremacy when it comes to immigration law. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration releasing its 2024 Atlantic hurricane season outlook later today. Weather officials will be discussing the expected storm activity for the year and climate factors that they say will influence this year's hurricane development during the season, which begins on June 1st. Forecasters at Colorado State University and Penn State University have already predicted a very active season, they say, due to warm ocean temperatures and the expected transition to a La Nina climate pattern. It is 5:33 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Friday, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. Beautiful weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend with plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, just a small chance of a stray shower. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we have 71 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 70 in Milton. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. OpenAI and News Corp have announced a multi-year global partnership that will allow OpenAI to access current and archived articles from News Corp's outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, MarketWatch, the New York Post, and more. The artificial intelligence firm will be able to display content from News Corp outlets within its ChatGPT chatbot in response to user questions and to train its AI models. NVIDIA's historic rally is being driven by its data center business, which grew at a whopping 427% in the last quarter as companies keep snapping up its artificial intelligence processors. NVIDIA is signaling investors that the companies buying billions of dollars of its chips will also be able to make money off artificial intelligence. If NVIDIA's chips can provide a strong return on investment, that suggests the AI boom may have room to run as it moves past the early stages of development. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The fire department's response time is extremely quick, but can take the EMTs from Escambia County quite a long time to arrive, sometimes being faster to drive yourself. The big problem with that is since all the emergency help providers are spread out, it takes them a long time to get to their destination. I know people and have heard other people's stories of tragic events that have happened to themselves and of their loved ones.
Now, this was Emerson Gunther, one of three people. Actually, there was a whole group of people from the Creative Learning Academy that were presenting their ideas for solving problems in Pensacola to the county, to the city council on Monday in the agenda review session. And they all did such a good job. I mean, seventh graders, it's amazing. The issue he's getting at is the issue of whether the city would benefit from some change in the current relationship between them and county EMS, where, you know, the fire department, the city's got its own fire department and the county's got a fire department and the city's got its own police force and the county's, of course, got the sheriff's office. When it comes to EMS, emergency medical service, the city does not have its own. And so you're dependent upon the county, which historically has had a lot of problems. Everything from, you know, management to culture issues to showing up on time issues because of scarce resources. And I think some of that stuff is getting better, but we haven't seen the manifestation of the better. So there's a long history here. And so the assertion he makes that, you know, the fire from the city gets on scene for a medical emergency and they have to wait for the county to show up. Yeah, that's a problem. And, you know, what could be done about it? Could you get a full-time truck dedicated to a location in the city? Could you get a, you know, co-located onto a fire department? Could you train up some of the firefighters in order to have a higher level of medical certification to solve some of these issues? You know, these are all things that are on the table. I thought it was a great presentation and a great question to ask. So we talked about it yesterday with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andy, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So, I think the base question he was kind of getting at was, would it even make sense to have a city EMS so that you don't have people waiting for EMS from the county after they've been responded to by the firemen? I know you weren't at the agenda conference, and I know you had something going on personally that's pretty unpleasant. I'm so sorry about that. But I was just curious what your thoughts were. The council sort of expressed a similar level of amazement and at least a willingness to have the conversation about whether this is a problem that the city ought to change course on.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm sad I missed it just because they always do a great job, stimulating the kids come and present. And, you know, what's interesting about it, especially once you're in politics, is sometimes it's these types of things that somebody can say something that makes a lot of sense that you know, might cross your mind at the water cooler or in a conversation around the city. But, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it helps bring things to light, you know. So,
yeah.
So these types of opportunities are great. You know, but my first joke was going to be, I would just send them to the county commission for 3 votes and let's get rolling. In all seriousness, obviously the success of the EMT is a county function, of course. I've just asked that general question just in the year and a half I've been in the job, not with any intent to necessarily go that, but just, you know, kind of just asking around, like, what is that like? What do other cities and counties do? I know, and I'm sure anybody at the county or West would tell you it is a complicated thing and you know, can be in a very, very expensive thing. And there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, I think about, you know, that the first question is, I mean, just even the cost of the one vehicle alone, what's the lead time to get one of those? As the mayor, that's the first thing I think. Some of those things are 36 months out.
High and long is the answer, by the way. High and long.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, it's, you know, at the end of the day, I think EMT's ability to do its job, I don't care who's running it, is an effect on our public safety. So if there was a hybrid function that Chief Craner could sign off on and the county could sign off on that improves outcomes for public safety in the city, we would always entertain it. So, you know, I don't know about, you know, taking on an entire EMT or, you know, taking on that entire operation, you know, and I don't know enough about that to even opine on that. But at the end of the day, you know, I love the suggestion and I love the line of thinking about public safety. And I think we'd entertain anything that made sense logistically for our folks.
Yeah. And I as soon as they were talking about it, I realized I didn't know the data. I didn't know the wait times for city residents as opposed to county residents and whether there was an enhanced form of that service that might be able to benefit the city. But it seems like sort of the as soon as you think about it, you think, oh, we probably ought to look at this, because if that is an issue, you know, it's the kind of thing the city might be interested in doing. And I appreciate that answer from you basically being the same way. Like, well, I don't know, but let's look at it and find out a little bit more information.
Right.
What's the cost? What's the benefit? And, you know, maybe we can make an informed decision. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, I am getting more and more and more vehement versions of the question, what is going on with the bridge lights? They tested, and then we haven't seen anything since. What do you know?
Me too. It's funny. yes, I did speak with FDOT last week, and as they attempt to give me a hard date, I'm comfortable enough to say there's a goal out there to get this done before the 4th of July. Now understand, as I try to say, and it's not trying to pass the buck, but at the end of the day, this rests with the FDOT and really rests with the Coast Guard. It continues to be a waiting game between these two agencies. And, you know, I think both would tell you that. You did see that Governor DeSantis had come out and said that all the bridge lights will be red, white, and blue, I believe, around the state of Florida for Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
So one thing that we are working on, us and FDOT, with our fingers crossed that this is going to happen real soon, in tandem, was that because DeSantis had said that, of course, the plan would be, if it was, let's say it was live July 1st. If it was, of course, we'd do red, white, blue, 4th of July. We're already doing that around the state.
Yeah.
But we would love to do the Blue Angels setting that FDOT had already preset for Blue Angels Week. So obviously, you know, patriotism, Blue Angels go hand in hand. But, you know, we want to work with the governor's office and make sure that as that mandate has come down, that we would be able to deviate slightly from that mandate. So I tell you all that to give you the flavor that we're getting close. And I just can't give a date. But we're starting to have conversations about specific weeks in July and how we're going to get them lit. So I would say we are still progressing, as much as I hate to say that when we keep saying that, you know, over and over. And if I was a citizen, I'm like, yeah, Mayor, I know you keep saying that, but we are doing our best to get this moving forward. And I, for the first time in a long time, my last update was March 27th. I feel like there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, yeah. There's some light at the end of the bridge. You know, it reminds me of, I don't know if you remember this, but when Navy Federal was really having traffic management crises, and the theory was put forward that maybe we could build them a back exit out to the the visit center. And, you know, no, you can't do that because it's a violation. And I thought, you know, me and some friends who actually know how to do this, I'm not really other than could watch, but me and some friends with a Bobcat could probably fix this in a few hours. So my question is for you, how guarded of a state secret is the location of the light switch?
Should I share that over the radio or just when I get off the when we get off here?
I'm just saying, it seems like the kind of thing that maybe you wouldn't have to arrest somebody for going and turning on the lights. I'm just an idea. You know, I'm thinking out loud here.
Well, listen, another step to show you that there's something substantive happening.
Yeah.
There's already conversations about, well, if a group wants to have these lights, that's a whole nother animal that will be the next one once this bridge is finally lit.
Of course.
Well, what do you light it for? What, for this organization or that? We get those questions all the time. I'm thankful I don't control the remote in that sense, because there's a lot of great organizations, and you know, people want it lit for their son's birthday. They've asked me, you know, I mean, so I mean, from
nice.
So you know, thank goodness I don't have the control to this thing or know where the switch is. But they had already started to outline something substantive that if you are going to go that direction, you need approval from the city, from the county, from multiple, and then FDOT would review and decide. So it will be a tall road or tall mountain to climb, I guess I would say, for it to be anything other than these four or five, you know, Christmas, red, white, and blue, the things that are preset that have already been predetermined by the state.
I'm going to put my early request in that as long as we ever do get the ability to customize it, I put in my first request for May the 4th, Star Wars Day, one side bright blue, the other side bright red for the good and bad lightsabers. But that's,
all
you know.
All right, we'll start working on your votes with the county and city and all the five other organizations that need them.
Pretty light meeting agenda for tomorrow night, as far as I can tell. The one thing that did kind of a little bit catch my attention was the Zaragoza Street redesign. How significant is this? What's being considered here?
Yeah, that's a UWF Historic Trust project, and ultimately, when you go right on the other side of the playground there at Museum Plaza on Tarragona, the corner of Tarragona and Zaragoza, that kind of is like your entryway into the kind of the historic district on the way to Seville Square, right?
It is, yeah.
So they're taking away two or three parking spaces that on Zaragoza, not on Tarragona.
Oh, that's that project. Okay, got it.
Yeah, putting bollards in, just, you know, create it. So think about when Arts Festival goes and they come all the way down Zaragoza. It'll just be more pedestrian friendly. So I think it's a great addition. You know, not a huge project, but we're just helping project manage that.
Okay.
And it's their funding.
You got me thinking about the prospect of a welcome arch to the historic district now. And so I don't know that's what
that's
you had
idea.
In mind, but you know, just a thought. And since we're on that subject, quickly, do we know anything yet about where we stand on the graffiti bridge warning sign, trucks don't hit here yet? Is that, or are we still waiting on something?
Yeah. So what we were waiting on, again, as we said, we've punted on the south side because of the bridge construction with the county, the fishing bridge and all that. You know, it's going to be a staging area for
Got
on
it.
The south side. So kind of where the building is and south. So we are still moving ahead with the improvements to the boardwalk on the north side of Graffiti, the trestle pass through that we got the train, you know, the rail company to agree to. And then redoing the parking lot, redoing the curb. So unfortunately, we procured the funding for the Chans, but it's probably the last thing of that cluster that's going to go in because you need to have the curbs in first. So, so yes, it is still moving along. No timetable on it, but what I'll tell you is I just got an update on the on that project in the last probably 10 days. So, so I know it's moving forward, and we're going to do all of that work, the trestle pass through, the parking lot, the curbs, and the signs all at once.
Okay. Oh, great. Outstanding. Well, you know, not yet, but not never also, which is, you know, kind of where a lot of projects wind up being. We always like to end with the lightning round, some frivolous topics. First question for you. Where do you go barefoot, if anywhere?
Oh, man.
Do you go barefoot outside the house?
There's some kind of department store just here, but I would say just the beach, I think. And that, nowhere – kind of hard these days, Andrew, to be walking around barefoot, you know, in public.
I understand. When you first go into a hotel room, you traveled a bunch. When you first go into a hotel room, do you have any safety protocols? Anything that you check, clean, throw out, or look at?
No, should I? I just assume I'm not that interested. You know,
okay.
I don't know that.
Fair enough.
You know, so, yeah, not really. No, okay. No, I don't think so.
And last one. Do you have a favorite children's book, either that you got read to as a kid or have read to a bunch of times? Is there one that stands out as that was your, that's my book?
No, not really. Lots of Dr. Seuss, you know, Other Places You'll Go. We had a whole collection of those. So I wouldn't say one particular book, but one cool thing is, you know, my mom did a good job of saving them, so I was able to, Caroline still has that whole set, so...
I know when they became banned books a couple of years ago, I feel bad that I don't have all of them anymore. I only have some of them. I was really regretting that after a while. All right, well,
it's like weapons bans,
right.
Increase in value.
Do you have possession of any of the unsafe Dr. Seuss personally? DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. We'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow night, probably a short one, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, sir. Thank you for the time.
Andrew, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way. So cool, like follow up to the story when yesterday we were covering the kids from Creative Learning Academy and their great presentations to the city council. I actually got an email yesterday from the teacher who said that she had heard it, and because we podcast all of our segments, that they had a chance to actually listen to the segment where we talked about them on the air in the classroom. And the kids were super stoked that they got covered by a radio station. And then, if in case you didn't notice, Channel 3 did a whole bunch of follow-up on this last night. And so I'm sure they're going to be talking about that today. Isn't that great where kids get their work reinforced and get to hear that, you know, people are paying attention and what they do matters. And, you know, God, maybe we might have grown a couple of journalists out of those kids or, you know, something even better than a journal. I don't know. I thought that was such a – so that made me feel very good that I could make them feel good about what they did. 437-1620, that is my phone number. You can text me anytime. Disagree with me about anything, that's always encouraged. You know, one of the newer advertisers we've got on the program is Pensacola State College. And, man, I was excited to start talking about them because I know our experience with PSC has been great. I mean, personal experience, like our two oldest kids, did dual enrollment in high schools. You know, we homeschooled. My wife homeschooled. We is maybe a bit grandiose. My wife did homeschooling. And, they took 3 years of PSC courses, which means that they went to UWF, the both of them, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. That's pretty good for no cost, right? Because it's covered because they're in high school. So free classes, free books. And it got them a really good transition for, you know, not having a lot of classroom experience. They were able to get classroom experience from college teachers in order to get used to it. Very accommodating teachers, willing to work with you. We benefited a lot from the first one going through, and we learned what teachers they liked, and then we, you know, use those same teachers for like math classes for my second son. Very accommodating schedule. There's a lot of variety because PSC is designed around people with odd and difficult schedules, you know, people who might be working or have a family or whatever, non-traditional students. So from our experience, PSC has been a fantastic resource. So I recommend them for you, whether you're traditional or non-traditional student. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, not even mentioning the disc golf course in Milton, which is amazing. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Visit Pensacola celebrates National Travel and Tourism Week all this week. To celebrate 10 years of encouraging people to visit, Visit Pensacola will be hosting the Hospitality Hero Luncheon and providing a free passport program and trolley tours for members of the hospitality and tourism industry. And the UWF Historic Trust will be hosting a free all-public museum day on Saturday, May 25th. Find out more about National Travel and Tourism Week at visitpensacola.com. That's visitpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, boys, the break's over. Don't just lay there getting a suntan. Ain't gonna do you no good, no how.
Everybody needs to be mandatory. You need to watch Blazing Saddles multiple times. 5:56 on News Radio Pensacola, and then call me about your offensive jokes. I'm a big fan of the observation of things that are really, really dumb. And just because I always like to keep in mind that it's easy to think that the world is getting dumber and dumber all the time. Because if you're getting smarter, then just the average will look worse to you, right? Right? I mean, you know, if you're gaining wisdom and experience and knowledge over time, but the average is staying the same, it will continually look worse to you, right? Your perspective is. So I understand why old people get crotchety and critical, because the average doesn't get better. Even if it's getting a little bit better, it's not getting better as fast as you're getting better individually. And so anyway, this is on the 15-pack of the Diet Coke cans. It says 15 cans. And then below that, three more cans than 12 packs. Thank you for clarifying. You're the best. We're not exactly the most pro-math culture in the world. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, did you know that a 15-can pack is actually three cans more than a 12-pack?
Well, I'm learning something new every day.
It's impressive, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the person who you feel needs to be told that will not understand enough about basic numbers to value the fact that they're being told it. If you've got to explain three more to anybody, it doesn't matter what number you put there.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Well, families in Uvalde, Texas have reached a settlement now with the city and county after that school shooting 2 years ago. 19 families receiving a payout from the city there of $2 million each. The families say they capped that money so the city didn't go into bankruptcy. Widespread damage reported after storms hit central Texas last night. A mall in the town of Temple was damaged, along with some homes and businesses there. Apparently, a small plane was even blown over at their airport, and there were a lot of power outages. And House lawmakers...
You mean that a mechanical device designed to function on the basis of catching air?
Caught some air? Yeah, absolutely.
Weird.
Worked as intended.
Also in the news, a hot air balloon and a parachute were blown over.
I also heard they added three cans to their 12-packs. House lawmakers want the Pentagon to rehire some military service members that had been kicked out for refusing the COVID vaccine, the House Armed Services Committee adopting an amendment to the annual defense policy bill. But we'll have to see what happens in the Senate with that.
Exactly. Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. We got some interesting stuff out of the Escambia County Commission this week that we have not had a chance to get to. I think we might deal with that. Or we might talk about the Pope. Not sure which yet. We'll decide.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.